This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Didier Nicholas.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Didier Nicholas. I'm with the Good Neighbor Podcast, and we are very, very excited to introduce our guest, Jonathan Brown, with the Distinguished Gentleman Mobile Detailing, LLC.
Yes.
Jonathan, how you doing?
Doing great. How you doing today?
I'm loving it, man. Life is good. Weather is great. And, things are going very, very well. So I wanted to first, say thanks for being, part of our podcast, and kind of want to get into it. And if you could share with the audience a little bit about your business, what is it that you do?
Also, it's mobile detailing, but we also do a variety of services as well, from detailing to routine maintenance services to vehicle wrapping, ceramic coatings, window tinting. We also do graphics for wraps as well. So if you have like a business and want to get the graphic wraps put on, we can take care of that as well.
Wow. So it's a whole variety of services that you provide. Oh, okay. Awesome. And tell our listeners a little bit about your journey. I mean, how did you get involved in doing this business?
I'm going to give it a short version. I started detailing at the age of 17 at my mom's house. So I was working a job at security, but that's always been my thing. And I was like, so I started doing it on the side a little bit. I started with my mother's vehicle. She had a 2007 Malibu. So I started with that. So I started with the paper towels, and started with the whole washing from the water hose. And then I got jobs throughout dealerships to be in the detail department. And I would say catapulted my journey was I worked for a car wash. I'm not going to say the name.
But oh, that's good. That's fine.
And I was doing a full detail, and I was getting paid, I think, like $12 an hour. And I gave it my all. And then I saw the receipt sitting inside the vehicle, and I'm like, they charge them about $500. And I sat there, and I said, I got paid this much. I love what I did, but then I thought, I said, I have the same skills. And then I realized I can do this myself. That's what catapulted for the most part. But yes, I've been a vehicle guy like for the longest. I've always enjoyed like high-end cars, luxury cars, just how they're designed and how they work. So that's been my driving force, is being a car guy.
So you definitely have been in and worked on a variety of different luxury vehicles, which is awesome. Yes. So what are some of the misconceptions about, or myths about your business that, you hear from people?
Where do I start? There's quite a
lot. No, go ahead. Give us a few of them.
I would say one of them, the biggest myth is that, they feel like cheaper is better. That's one of the myths, because there's nothing wrong with paying the amount that you pay, if that's what you can afford, and that's totally fine. But the misconception is that if we charge too much, it's because, the price is what, because there are certain things tied into it. No, what's tied into it is the work we have to put in. Plus, it's a business, so we're working for ourselves as well. So beyond giving ourselves like a livable wage, a lot of work goes into it. And that's also the misconception as well, the myth where we're just like a conveyor belt car wash, which that's not the case as well. Mm-hmm. So I would tell clients this. The conveyor belt car washes focuses more on the numbers. We focus more on the quality of work. So yes, the price goes towards the quality of work. And yes, we may charge $100 or $85, but what you're getting is you're getting our full undivided attention. We're focused on your vehicle. We're not trying to push you out and say, okay, you're number 55. Let's vacuum the car real quick and get them out of here. It's more so in the sense of we are focusing on your vehicle for every crack and crevice, every nook and cranny, because that's the purpose of detailing, which when a client asks me about detailing, I always ask them, what does detailing mean to you? And that'll help the kind of package to give to you, because if you say, I just want a quick wash and a vacuum. Okay, then that's our gentleman's introduction service. That would be considered like the car wash per se. But the price that is, I'm still taking the time to do what car washes do not do.
I like how you said that when you said the conveyor belt of quantity versus the quality.
Yes.
And that kind of highlights exactly your train of thought and how you can do the best. And focused on the best quality to give the customer.
Yes.
I like that. That's well said.
Yes, and that's the main focus I would like clients to understand. And also, too, my verbiage is another thing, too. Like, I never call a person a customer. They're always a client because it hits different. To me, a customer is another number. A client is where it's like you have my attention versus like, all right, your number, you're the fifth detail today. Thank you so much for your money. Have a good day. I'm going to get to know you, know who you are, and have that experience because that's how I want – that's what my business prides on is your experience with us, with your services, other than just saying, hey, did a good job. Thank you for paying. Have a good day. See you next time.
And building the relationship is what is key. I like that. So, you know, we're all busy. What is it that you like to do in your downtime? What are some of the things you like to do for fun?
I will say my family. They are my driving force. My kids, I have two children. My son graduates this year. My daughter turns 10 in a couple of weeks. So those things, I enjoy spending time with them because, you know, when my son graduating, he's going to be off to college soon or going.
Congratulations.
So it's like I took the time to just hone in on what drives me, which is my family, my loved ones, my friends, you know, and I love resorts. We love resorts. So you may see us at a lot of Disney or Universal resorts because we like even just staycations during the day. We love those. Like definitely. So that's what I like to do for fun.
I like that. And so, you know, what is that one thing that stands out that you want our listeners to know more about your business? That one thing.
I would say the one thing is, if I was to put it all together, is that when choosing a detailer, feel free to do your research because we can put the best posts, we can put the best social media posts, we can put the best thing ever. But at the same time, there are some details who are kind of making it hard for details like myself that focus on the quality versus like the influence part of it. Mm-hmm. I would love to educate my clients on the importance of detailing because ever since COVID, like it became pretty big because I focus more on the sanitation part of things versus like just taking care of your vehicle because that's your first point of contact when you leave the house is your vehicle. And to educate them and just kind of more so just understand that when it comes to detailing, it's more than just a wash and a vacuum. There's a lot of things that's tied into it that brings detail into what it is for that client.
It's more than just a wash and a vacuum. I love that.
Yes.
As we wrap up now, what are some, can you give our listeners an opportunity or a way to get a hold of you, whether it's your website or your phone number?
Yeah. So my phone number, I always refer to text first because I am working a lot during the day. My phone number is 321-200-4331. And my website is www.thedgmd.com. My Instagram at @thistgents, disgents. Facebook, I have a YouTube page, TikTok. So all this linked to my website as well. So yes.
Well, Jonathan, thank you so much for being a guest on our podcast. We really appreciate you joining us. And hopefully we can look forward to speaking with you again in the near future.
Oh, you have my commitment. Yes, we do. We will.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpwindermere.com. That's gnpwindermere.com. Or call 407-783-8320.